Hi, this is Gordon, and this is the latest mini episode for Streaming Out Loud, and I'm going to have a look at The Platform, which has just been released on Netflix, and it's a sci-fi prison drama, I would say, and it's about a vertical prison, and there's two prisoners on each level, and there's, when the film starts, you're not quite sure how many levels there are, but the main character starts on level 88, and it turns out there are hundreds of these levels, and there's a hole in the middle of this level, and a platform will come down, and there's all this kind of food on it, but if you're on the lower levels, then you'll only get the food that people above you have left. So if you're on level 1, you're going to get everything to choose from, and if you're on level 150, then you're having to pick through the scraps of the 149 levels above you, so there's not that much left. And so, the first thing to say is, it actually looks quite good. There is some special effects in it. It's really pretty effectively done. It's Spanish language, so if you don't like subtitles, then this may not be for you, although please watch films that are subtitles. And as the drama goes, two things really start to happen. One, it gets ever more violent. So this is a violent film. There is a reasonable amount of gore. So if you're not into extreme cinema, then this is actually one to avoid. So that's one warning. And then the message of what this film's really about really starts to take hold. And so you've got the main character who, inspired by another character who appears, she wants spontaneous solidarity. So she's trying to get to everybody will just take what they need to survive until the next day and not take any more. And the other thing that I should have said is that you're only on that level for 1 month. So you could be on level 88, in which case you're just going through the dregs, but then the next week you could be on level 5, which you'll get a lot, you know, a much better choice of the food. So you're never sure where you're going to be, and then it gets to the point where if you're so far down, you're just not going to be fed. So there's like a battle of survival. You know, are you going to eat your fellow prisoner? Are you just going to starve to death? Are you going to commit suicide? What are you going to do? And so the main character takes it upon themselves to see if they can get people to agree to only take what they need. And I guess the film was actually made in 2019, but what extraordinary timing to have a film examining the lesson of only taking what you need at a time when so many people are hoarding toilet roll and everything else, obviously because they're nervous about what's happening with COVID-19. But it's about looking at what society, what you need, what's the best for society and for others, and just needing what you need so that others can also survive and potentially thrive. So a very interesting idea done in a really interesting way. It doesn't pull any punches, so it's pretty grim at times, but also effective. Now, Netflix doesn't have much of a history, at least for me, of doing good sci-fi. One in particular is a film I think released last year called Io, and it was truly dreadful. Just one of the most boring things I've ever watched, and actually made it into my top 10 worst films of last year. So I was a little nervous at watching another sci-fi inflected film, but this one I actually would really recommend. It's interesting if you can take the more extreme elements of the film. So I understand if you can't, but this is actually one that I would genuinely recommend that you watch. Well, that's all I've got to say on this mini episode. You can follow the podcast on @StreamLoudPod, and you can Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. It's on Apple Podcasts now. So please rate and review it so other people can find the podcast. Not entirely sure what the next film I'm going to watch is. I think there's something new on Video Prime, so I might look at that. But I'll be releasing another episode sometime soon. So until then, please stay healthy, please stay safe, and I'll have something out in the future. Thanks, bye.